Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. Now, we had to reschedule Monday's show to today because the weather was really bad here in South Louisiana. A tornado came through, and it was really scary. But all is well now, so thanks for sticking with us and tuning in today. Don't forget to like the show's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow, on Twitter at Shanice Show, and follow me at Shanice Lewis on Instagram. Now, today on the show, we have Maui Bigelow, the CEO and founder of Fat Girl Fresh, a brand built on Maui's desire to use her gifts to cater to the souls of sisters. Maui's going to tell us the A to Z about the upcoming Fat Girl Fresh Presents lifestyle event, which celebrates the lives of women while spreading the message that queens connect, they don't collide, as well as everything else she has going on. Let's welcome Maui to the show. Hi, Maui.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm excited to talk to you about the event. Thanks for rescheduling with me and willing to come back today.
Thanks for having me. I know how that bad weather is. I was praying for you.
Thank you. So tell me about your brand, Fat Girl Fresh, and what it has evolved into.
Fat Girl Fresh is, oh my God, it's like my baby. Although I've been writing for years, and I've had several other blogs, I started Fat Girl Fresh 2 years ago, and initially the concept of the name just came from a T-shirt design. And over time, it evolved into something that I was able to relate to. So FAT is an acronym for passionate, happy, appreciative, and true. And in my mind, those are characteristics that every woman should embody. So, over the past 2 years, I went from, you know, blogging and not being known to being known in a huge area, and meeting people like you and Gwen DeVoe and Marie Denis, and I mean just a host of strong women.
Wait a minute, we are having technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Sorry about that. Now, tell me about your event coming up this Saturday, May 2nd. It's called the Lifestyle Event. Now, tell me about the significance of the name of this event. What does that mean, lifestyle?
The lifestyle, it just comes from the idea that everybody has a way in which they pattern their lives. And at some point in our lives, we can connect through those different styles of life. Just like clothes, you and I can be in the same situation, but you can do things in a totally different manner and get results that I didn't get because I chose to take another route. Just like fashion, me and you can have the same outfit, and I rock mine one way, and you rock yours another way, and it almost looks like a totally different outfit. You never know that they both came from Target, you know. So
right,
it's
right.
just built on that concept.
And so this year the theme is Queens Connected. Now tell me, why did you choose that theme, and why is it so fitting for this event?
I think that I chose the theme because I think that a lot of times women don't see the value in themselves. You know what I'm saying? We don't
mm-hmm.
own up to the fact that we are all queens. You know, your crown may be different from mine. The next lady may not even have a crown, but we're all queens. And
right.
to, you know, put us together in one room to think about, you know, you have executive women, you have stay-at-home moms, you have college students, you know, but we're all bound together in womanhood. So
right.
that's where the whole concept for Queens Connected came from.
Now, you're honoring six women this year. Now, tell me a little bit about each one and why they were chosen.
This year, we are honoring six women. The first woman is Gwen DeVoe, and we're honoring all of the women because they shed positive light on womanhood. They encourage and empower other women. They work in areas that uplift other women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very encouraging to have a strong group of women that you can stand in front of and salute for the work that they've done for our gender. So this year we're honoring Gwen DeVoe. She is the founder of Full Figure Fashion Week, and that event has been huge for the plus-size community.
Mm-hmm.
That event is like, in my opinion, is like the Oscars of the plus-size community. You know, women come from all over the world to be a part of that event. And, I mean, it has really fostered the growth in a lot of women. So Gwen is one of our honorees. Then we have Marie Denis. Marie is the curvy fashionista. And she is another guru in the plus size industry. Millions of women look to her for not just fashion, but you'll notice lately that she's opening up and giving more of herself from a personal perspective and just inspiring women to live their dream and to be bold and step out on faith. And she promotes positive body image and so she's just a great woman to, you know, be able to honor and tell women her story and empower other women through her story. Then we have Sparkle Hashi. She is a celebrity stylist. She's worked on several shows, Married to the Medicine, Housewives, different shows like that. And
mm-hmm.
She has started a company called She the Brand. And what she does is she offers kind of like a concierge service for female entrepreneurs or females trying to build their brand or start companies and stuff like that. She offers an array of services to help them get to where they need to be, from small businesses to larger businesses. You know, she comes in and she accommodates your needs. And aside from that, she's a stylist, she's a makeup artist, and she's just an all-around woman that's in the business of women. Then we have Rhonda Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhonda is a producer, and she has been behind the scenes on a lot of shows that we see. They have the Curvy Brides coming back on TLC, and she is behind the production of the Curvy Brides. And she makes it her business to promote positive female images. in the media, and just in life as a whole. She has several different companies that she runs where she does different things, and they're all geared around encouraging and empowering women. She has an event called the Influence Her Awards, where they honor women in the community, something similar to what this event is, but on a larger scale.
Okay.
She has the Divas Unlimited, and she has the Legendary Award. So she's another woman that's in the business of women and, you know, just helping promote a positive image for our girls to look up to in regards to, you know, the mothers and the sisters and the daughters, the people that come before them, because that's very important.
Right.
Then we have Kiki Simpson. Kiki Simpson is the wife of rapper Chubb Rock. She has a company called She Boss. And the She Boss brand is all about promoting strength in women and girls and about being bold and being confident. And she does a lot of different things in the community. She moved here to Atlanta. Well, she moved to Atlanta from New York, and she just left a trail of She Bosses all the way from New York to Atlanta. You know, women that were hesitant to step out and start businesses and do different things in their community. She's encouraged and empowered them to, you know, take that leap of faith. And then Nedra Phillips. Nedra is a phenomenal model in the plus size industry.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear her story and to hear her, you know, talk about how she basically had to beat the odds. She basically had to step out on faith and do what she knew she was destined to do, because she's a petite model, and she didn't meet any of the height requirements for a lot of the bigger shows, including Full Figure Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of her just taking that as a no, she decided to, you know, build herself up and, you know, just take a leap of faith and go to these events and audition for these shows. And her truth is that, it's the truth of a lot of women, is that your presence and your attitude can get you further than you would ever believe. So those are the women that we're honoring this year.
Well, six very deserving women you're honoring this year. And I saw during the event this year you're going to have a live presentation of The Confessions of a Fat Girl. Now tell me what that is.
The Confessions of a Fat Girl is a all-female monologue, and it is really built on something that I say all the time, and that's that every woman has a story and that our stories connect us. And the women will be sharing their truth. Some of the stories are fun and lighthearted, and some of them are painful and like some real tearjerkers. But they're needed. They're needed.
So these are real stories or fictional?
These are real stories. These are not doctored up or anything like that. These are real stories. We have a young lady that she's a plus-size lady, and she's been beat down a lot in life and told, you know, no, and you can't do this and you can't do that, has a beautiful voice. And she's going to share that with us. We have a young lady who is, she's an ex-wife of rapper Young Jock. And she's going to really share her truth and let people know that all is not fair in love and hip-hop.
Yeah.
We have another young lady, Jessica, who is an aspiring plus-size model. And she is filled with confidence. But her truth is that it didn't start like that.
Mm-hmm.
you know, she had to go through some things. She had to grow, and she had to learn to love herself despite, you know, society saying, oh, you're too fat, oh, you know, you just the favorite thing that they love to tell us is, oh, you got a pretty face. You know, and she lived with that her whole life. So you can't wear this and you can't wear that and you can't do that. You're too fat. You ain't going to get a man because you're too fat and all that kind of stuff. And then we have an autism mom. And she has been through an ordeal that you couldn't imagine in raising her son and being told by doctors that, you know, his brain capacity and his activity would only reach that of a 15-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, he's on the honor roll. He just got inducted into the, I think it was the Beta Club, which is honor society. Yeah.
Wow.
And he's really thriving. Like, they told him he wouldn't walk, he wouldn't talk. He walks, he talks, he's very independent. He's very, very knowledgeable of computers and video games. So these are just examples of what women go through.
So in addition to this presentation of the Confession of a Fat Girl, there's also going to be a fashion show too?
There will be a fashion segment, just in staying true to something that I'm passionate about because I love fashion, and a lot of the women on the panel are in the fashion industry in some manner. So there will be a fashion segment. We have four designers and six boutiques, and three boutiques, I'm sorry. We have four designers and six boutiques, Lifestyle Boutique, Red Carpet Boutique, and Snatch, Slate, and Serve Boutique. And then we have an amazing designer, Chuck B. Moore. We have Dodie Janae, Diva by Tamika, and Ready to Stare. And a lot of these women, they are, I always like to say, on the heels of greatness. They are just one moment away from designing that piece that somebody is going to wear and the world is going to see, but they're all great designers.
And is this fashion show exclusively to plus sizes, or it's all sizes in this fashion show?
They're all sizes, but it's more plus size than standard size. But, you know, we do have some standard size models sprinkled in there.
Okay. Now, your event is benefiting Dress for Success Atlanta, who gave us a shout-out on Facebook today. Partnership with them. Yeah, it was awesome. Tell me about your partnership with them.
We are doing a plus-size clothing drive for Dress for Success. Dress for Success is the most recognized program that helps women transition into the workforce. And it's been around for years. They have tons and tons of donations and different supporters and sponsors. However, in researching, just on a national level, every Dress for Success lacks plus-size clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Every Dress for Success lacks plus-size clothing. And in talking with the director, she said that a lot of times they use funds that are allocated for other things to provide plus-size clothing because they have a number of plus-size clients. You know,
right.
When you look at it, the majority of women are in the plus-size range.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a sad situation. So we decided to do the plus-size clothing drive to try to add to their resources. And not only clothing, but they can use, you know, like different toiletries and cosmetics and shoes and handbags and things of that nature.
Are people bringing these donations to the event, or this is a separate thing that will take place?
People have been doing drop-offs. We've been doing pickups. Girl, I've been driving around. I've been driving around picking up and dropping off. I have, like, two huge bags now that need to be dropped off. So, but people have been doing drop-offs since we announced the event. And
okay. So they've already received some donations already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is my goal is for this to be an ongoing thing. I don't want it to stop. And I want to encourage women in other cities that have Dress for Success locations to donate their clothing, because I know in the plus size community, a lot of us wear things one time. We're photographed in it. We may tweak it a second time and wear it different with something else. But after a third time, we pretty much put it in the back of our closets. And some people don't even do that. That's just my method. But I know a lot of women, oh, I can't wear that dress. I got pictures in that dress. I can't wear that dress again.
You're right, with
so
social
why
media.
Not,
you don't
know,
want
instead
to
of letting it sit in your closet and collect dust, why not give it to a woman who could use it?
Right. And now tell me about, you've also partnered with Diva Day International. Now, what are you going to be doing with them?
Well, we're actually taking donations for a scholarship that we wanted to provide to Diva Day International. And it was basically just a love offering. Diva Day International is run by one of last year's honorees, Ms. Nikki Mack. She is a runway coach. She has a wealth of knowledge. She's a makeup artist. She's a runway coach. She does posing, imaging classes, and all of that type stuff. And a lot of times she encounters women that want to be a part of the industry, but they do not always have the funds to do the things that they need to do. So the hope is people will continue to give donations even after the event. And, you know, just you never know where you might plant a seed in a young girl's life. She mentors to a lot of young girls and, you know, helps them to help them to get into the industry. And so it's really just a love offering, because it's a hard job to, you know, keep a facility open and keep a staff in place to help you do this. And this is what she does for women.
Well, that's awesome. Your event is amazing. It has a lot of layers to it, a lot of things going on. I know that's keeping you super busy. So are tickets still available, and can you pay at the door?
Tickets are available on Eventbrite. They've been selling really, really fast, and I am advising people to get them ahead of time, because I honestly do not know. We have made arrangements for a certain amount of tickets and people, and once we reach that number, that'll be it, honestly. And, you know, I said the same thing on your show last year around this time, and, you know, so we had some that were dragging their feet, and they didn't get their tickets, and
they
tickets sold out. Yeah. So, and, I mean, this year the buzz is just as great, and I'm expecting the same turnout. We have Nikki P. She's returning on the red carpet, and she's hosting. And her co-host, Halavisha Hall, they are two phenomenal women with great personalities. So I know they're going to keep the crowd engaged, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's just a good time that you don't want to miss.
Now, we don't have much time left, but I know you have some other things going on besides this that you wanted to mention. I know you have a T-shirt line. You have the Fat Girl Fresh blog. And tell me anything else that you need to let us know about.
Yeah, we have the T-shirt line that's connected to the Fat Girl Fresh brand, and you can get those shirts. Just Google Fat Girl Gear. We'll actually be revamping the site soon because we have a new collection that will be shown at the show on Saturday.
Okay.
And the website is up. The blog is up. We keep it up to date with a number of things that we know, you know, women want to know about. It's not all about fashion. It's very upbeat. Sometimes we're talking about natural hair. Sometimes we're talking about makeup, men, children, just an array of things that keep with the concept of catering to the souls of sisters. And
all
I'm
right.
Everywhere on social media, Fat Girl Fresh, PHAT. So anywhere, you can find me anywhere at PHAT Girl Fresh.
So this is your annual event that you do. You don't do separate events besides this one, right?
This is the annual event that I do to celebrate the brand's anniversary. I do plan on doing an event for breast cancer awareness this year. However, we don't have all of the details of that yet, and it
okay.
will be a collaboration. It just won't be a Fat Girl Fresh event.
Okay. So we'll be looking out for that information in October. And again, Lifestyled is this Saturday, May 2nd. Give us all the date, time, place, where, one last time.
It's this Saturday, May 2nd, at JS Venue Plus in Morrow, Georgia. Morrow is in the metro Atlanta area. The red carpet starts at 5 o'clock. The show will start at 6:15. And not hopefully, we will have you guys out of there in time to watch the fight, because I know that's been a big thing. People have been saying, oh, you're going to miss the fight. No, you're not going to miss the fight, because I'm not going to miss the fight. So, it'll be a good time, and then you can go home and watch the fight. And it's something that everybody can get a little something from. So we just want people to come out and have a good time. We have, I think, 5 more VIP tickets remaining. And the VIP is sponsored by a wine company that I can't say the name, but we have wine and we have gift bags from Livy Ray's Boutique. And, so it's going to be a great time.
And it's advised to purchase tickets in advance. Where do you go to get your ticket?
You can go to pgflifestyled.eventbrite.com and purchase your tickets.
Well, awesome. I am so excited for you. I know this is going to be an amazing event. I wish I could be there this weekend, but
I wish you could too.
I know it's going to be phenomenal, and sorry for the rescheduling and the technical difficulties. I don't know if you could hear it, but
oh,
it was like
girl,
a fax machine coming through on the line just now.
Girl, that's
the
nothing
devil,
we can
the
do
devil
about
was
that.
Busy, but we made it. We made it.
Yeah, you know when God's up to something, the devil is too. So,
but continued success on everything you got going on. I'm definitely a supporter, and I can't wait to see all the pictures and the video from the event.
Thank you so much, Shanice, for just continuing to support me and the Fat Girl Fresh brand. Every year, you know, I don't have to worry about you. You always come through with an interview, and I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. So enjoy the rest of your night. I know you have a lot to do because your event is a few days away. So
yes,
I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening, Maui Bigelow. Make sure you Go to her event this weekend if you're in the greater Atlanta area. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. And until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.